Keach's Catechism, questions 21 through 30. Question 21. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? Answer. The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. Question 22. Wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate whereunto men fell? Answer. The sinfulness of that estate whereunto men fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the want of original righteousness, and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all actual transgressions which proceed from it. Question 23. What is the misery of that estate whereunto man fell? Answer. All mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, and made liable to all the miseries of this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. Question 24. Did God leave all mankind to perish in the estate of sin and misery? Answer. God, out of his mere good pleasure, from all eternity, having chosen a people to everlasting life, did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery, and to bring them into an estate of salvation by a Redeemer. Question 25. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? Answer. The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who, being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was and continues to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Question 26. How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Answer. Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and born of her, yet without sin. Question 27. What offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? Answer. Christ, as our Redeemer, executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. Question 28. How does Christ execute the office of a prophet? Answer. Christ executes the office of a prophet in revealing to us, by this word and spirit, the will of God for our salvation. Question 29. How does Christ execute the office of a priest? Answer. Christ executes the office of a priest in his once offering up of himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. Question 30. How does Christ execute the office of a king? Answer. Christ executes the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies.